Welcome to Spiritually Connected Today, Spiritual Insight Podcast, where we share God's revealed word to bring healing, hope, and transformation. With host Althea Lovell.
Welcome back, guys, to today's episode. We'll be looking at the parable of the farmer and the seeds. I remembered as a teenager to make some extra cash. A couple of us, we would go to my mother's boss's farm to plant seedlings. I liked doing it because it was easy, and the satisfaction of seeing how quickly the plants grew, you know, and just to know that I was a part of that made me feel good. Now, this was a process for planting the seedlings. It would take the seedling trays, add some seed burst soil, and fill it halfway. Then you will place the seed in the middle, and then you will cover it with the soil, thereby burying the seed. Afterwards, we will place the seedling in the greenhouse, and then they will be watered. Now let's say we did this on the Saturday. By the Wednesday, you will see the seedlings sprouting up. Today, we will be looking at the parable of the farmer and the seeds, and we will also look at the importance of the seed and the soil. Our text is taken from Matthew 13, 1 to 3. But first, what is a parable? Simply put, a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, which means that you have to have spiritual wisdom to interpret the meaning. And you can only get that by having the word of God in your hearts. The seed represents the word of God, and the soil, it represents our hearts. What is important about the seed is that as you scatter it or plant it, it will grow naturally. It goes through the process of germination. The same is with the seed of the living word of God. Your role is to plant it everywhere and water it in prayer. The rest is left to the Holy Spirit to do. You know, as Paul said, that he planted, Apollos watered, but God give the increase. I know sometimes we want to do everything, but we have to know our role and the things that are natural, which is where Holy Spirit is supposed to come and take the word and manifest the word in our lives. That's his role, not ours. Our role is just to plant and to water, and we will see Holy Spirit give the increase. We will now look at the parable. Jesus said, "Listen carefully. A sower went out to sow seeds in his field. And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road between the fields, and the birds came and ate it." He then explained, "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom regarding salvation and do not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their hearts." Now, this is the hard soil, and the heart here represents a heart of doubt. Here are the signs that you may have a heart of doubt. You are hearing the word, but because of lack of understanding, you are not believing the word. You feel confused about what is being taught to you, and you are not growing spiritually. The second seed fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and at once they sprung up because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. This is Jesus' explanation. The one on whom seed were sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and at once welcome it with joy, yet he has no substantial roots in himself, but is only temporary. And when pressures or persecution comes because of the word, immediately he stumbles and falls away, abandoning the one who is the source of salvation. Now this heart is a rocky heart, which symbolizes a superficial heart. Remember in the word where Jesus said, "You praise me with your lips, but your heart is far from me." Here are some signs of a superficial heart. You look the part to others, but when situation happens, your response is not godly. Inside, you feel empty. You know the word, but it's not transforming your life. The other seed, the third seed, is the seed that fell among thorns. The thorns came up and showed them. Jesus' explanation was, "This is the one who hears the word, but the worries and distractions of the world and the deceitfulness and the superficial pleasures and delight of riches show the word and it yields no fruit." This is a thorny heart, which symbolizes a lustful heart. So here are the signs of a lustful heart. You receive the word, but yet still decide to go after the things of the world. You are behaving more of a fleshly nature than of a spiritual nature, and you are not growing spiritually. And the fourth is the seed that fell on good soil and yield grain. Some 100 times as much as were sown, some 60 times as much, and some 30. Jesus' explanation was, "This is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields some 100 times as much as was sown, some 60 times as much, and some 30 times." This is a good heart, which symbolizes a pure heart. Here are the signs of a pure heart. You grow spiritually. You are sharing God's love with others. You are seeing people's lives transformed. And you are living an abundant life. Now, the disciples, they asked Jesus why he spoke to the crowd in parables. And Jesus said, "For whoever has spiritual wisdom, because he's receptive to God's word, to him more will be given, and he will be richly and abundantly supplied. But whoever does not have spiritual wisdom, because he has devalued God's word, even what he has will be taken away from him. This is the reason I speak to the crowd in parables, because while having the power of seeing, they do not see. While having the power of hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand the spiritual things." This is what he said to his disciples. "But you are blessed because you have eyes and you see, and you have ears and you hear." In conclusion, I would like to recap the key points. The seed represents the word of God. The soil represents our hearts. We also look at four types of hearts mentioned in the parable. The first was a heart of doubt. These were the seeds that were sown on the pathway. The second was a superficial heart. These were the seeds that were sown amongst the rock. The third was a heart of lust. These were the seeds that were sown among the thorns. And the fourth was a pure heart. These were the seeds that were sown on the ground and brought forth more fruit. What is significant about the four types of hearts is that only one brought forth fruit, and that was a pure heart. That was the seed that fell on good ground. Unless you have a pure heart, you cannot bear fruit for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 5:8, Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And in Psalms 24:3-4, it states, "Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, are sworn deceitfully. A pure heart positions you before God, and you will bear much fruit for his kingdom. Whatever is your heart's condition today, aim to have a pure heart. Also, be wise and seek spiritual wisdom. Be receptive to God's word, because when you do that, you will receive more revelation from him, and you will reap a harvest for the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your word. Thank you for being a loving God. Thank you today, O God, for your revelations. Help us today to have pure hearts. I pray, Lord, any person that are listening, that as we went through the different types of hearts, if their hearts are not pure, help them today, O God, to seek to get a pure heart. Because when they have a pure heart, Lord, they will be able to bear fruit for your kingdom. I also pray that you help us not only to be hearers of your word, but also doers. Grant unto us godly wisdom in our daily walk with you. And may we share your word to everyone we come into contact with, O God. As we plant the seeds, Lord God, and water it in prayer, Lord God, may we see a harvest for your kingdom. So God, today I bless you, I praise you, and I worship you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast to hear our latest episodes. Also, grab our free ebook, Breakthrough Praise, when you sign up for our weekly newsletter at www.spirituallyconnected.today. In the comments, you can share your experiences and insight with us. Until next time, bye!